Well, I want to speak to the young people. Who's got their Bible open? Young Stella? Hey, have you got your Bible? Stella, I want you to read for us 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. Are you going to read out of Mummy's Bible?
No, I'm going to read out of Elizabeth.
I'm going to read out of Elizabeth.
I'm told that right. The Bible is not so
Stella clear. Likes reading. Got a junior one.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Verse 12.
4, verse 12. So, yeah.
That's verse 12, is it?
No, the numbers aren't clear.
Oh, right, I see. Right. Okay, well, we get the gist of this. It says here, beloved, do not think it strange concerning fiery trials. Fiery trials. Right, that's interesting, isn't it? Let's think about the words, the language that's used. Language is very important because language helps us to express, but language also, spoken properly, stops confusion. And so it's important that we learn about language, about words. So it says, don't think it's strange about fiery trials. Now, what's our understanding about fiery trials? Any idea about the understanding of fiery trials? Maybe some of you are thinking, well, I'm a bit too young for that yet. Fiery trials. Well, let's break it down a bit more. What do we know what fire is? Have any of us just recently been to a bonfire? Fireworks, you know, all the usual thing. We've seen them. Been to a bonfire? Yes, been to a bonfire. Georgina, been to a bonfire? Yeah? So you saw a raging fire. At least I hope so. That's what it's supposed to be. Now, you know what fire is. You can feel its heat. When everything tells you that you don't get too near that, because you do, you're going to burn. Fire consumes. Fire burns. Fire is one of the worst things that befall man. In actual fact, there are two things, two elements that are the worst in life. Probably flood, water, and fire. Now it's interesting, those two things are mentioned in the Bible and will be coming up again this morning in the teaching. What do we understand in the Bible about water? What's the thing that comes to our mind when we think about water? We think about what water can do, the damage that water can do. What comes to our mind? Any idea? Any idea? Yes? Noah's great flood. So it was a great flood over the earth. And God destroyed only a family that were preserved and kept by a flood. Now, the Bible also tells us about fire. What is this fire that the Bible tells us about? Any idea? Yes, Elizabeth? Yes, the Holy Spirit is a fire, but this is an actual fire. This is actual fire. The same as flood is water, actual water. We all know what water is. So what is this fire that's spoken of in the Bible? I'll give you a clue. It's towards the end of the Bible. Any idea what this fire is?
Yeah.
When the earth and the elements is burnt up. Right. So, there are two things that we understand. Now, it speaks here about your trials being like fiery trials. Fire. And not only are they like fire, but it says your trials, your tests, are going to seem strange. Now, I know you're young, but have you gone through some difficult times? Or are you maybe going through a difficult time? And does that difficult time that you're going through seem strange? Does it seem strange? Does a trial, a test, seem strange? Or is it something great, yuppie, you know, I'm going through a trial. This is brilliant, this is cool. Do you say that when you go through a trial? Huh? Do you say it? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying when you go through something bad, something difficult, you're saying this is really cool, this is great. Do you say that? Hey, don't go quiet on me. This is a lonely job out here. Hey, do you think it's strange? Huh? Or do you think it's really cool and great when you go through something difficult, a trial? Huh? You don't, do you? See, you're nodding your head. Because you know, even as young as you are aware that there are things in life that can be really great, and there are also things that can be awful, horrible. Can we avoid those things in life that's horrible, not nice, not pleasant, a trial? Can we avoid them? Can we live a life full of peace, joy and happiness? Can we? Huh? Can we live a life full of joy, peace and happiness? Can we? Huh?
Yes.
You can? Can you live a life full of joy, peace and happiness? Can you, Robert? Can you go through life without any trials? Robert says no. Can you go through life without any trials, Georgina? Georgina, not sure. Can you go through life without any trials? No, he's saying no. No. You see, you can't. So, it's no good running away from them. It's no good doing what... Do you know what an ostrich does? You know what an ostrich is, don't you? Huh? Do you know what an ostrich is? There's something that ostriches do. Do you know what they do? Any idea? What does an ostrich do?
It runs.
Yeah, it does run. Yeah, it sure does run. What else does it do? It buries its head in the ground, in the sand. Now, why do you think it buries its head in the ground, in the sand? Why do you think it does that? Yes, any idea?
Try and escape.
Try and escape. Exactly. And do you know something? We do exactly the same. We think, if we bury our heads in the sand, it's going to go away. And occasionally, we just partly take the head out and have a quick look. We realise it's still going on. We'll put the head back in. Or maybe tomorrow it'll be better. But it doesn't work like that. So we know there are going to be those fiery trials. Now the question is, because we know that and we're going to go through it, who can help us? Who can help us? Yes? God can help us. And I want you to know, as young as you are, whatever you're feeling, whether there's joy, or you're feeling unhappy, miserable, wish life was different for you, all those things that we all go through, remember this today, there is only one who can help you, and his name is Jesus. If you turn to him, and you ask him, and you keep your eyes on him, he's going to bring you through your trials quicker than you realize. In fact, you'll be able to say, praise God for what he's doing. Because at the end of it, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And that's the wonderful thing about trials when you go with Jesus. When you go through those trials, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You go through them on your own. You try and work it out on your own and do your own thing. It's black. And you see no vision. You see no light at the end of the tunnel.